today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. Speaking at the ongoing World Health Organization Africa Health Workforce Investment Forum underway in the capital, Prime Minister Sara Kuongelwa Amadila stressed the importance of investing in capacity building, infrastructure development, providing essential tools, and creating conducive environments for health professionals.
We are struggling to meet the benchmark for number of citizens to a health worker, and that compromises the quality of the healthcare services that we provide. That is why we have long queues at health facilities, but then you also have a health workers that are sometimes demotivated because their remuneration is not that good. So this is something that the government prioritizes, and we are now embarking on this program to reform the public health care, to deal with the range of issues, and we also provide subsidies as a state to employers who are investing in the training of their employees, including in the medical sector.
Namibia's first ever World Bank-financed energy project has been approved, aimed at improving the reliability of the country's transmission network and enabling increased integration of renewable energy into Namibia's electricity system. Just over 2 billion Namibia dollar, or $138.5 million project will be implemented by the national power utility, NamPower. Then an advert by the Democratic Alliance, which shows the burning of the South African flag, has received mixed reactions. Political brand analyst Dr. M.K. Zwakala told Newsroom Africa the ad is treasonous, unacceptable, divisive, and erodes the gains of democracy.
This is totally unacceptable. It's the highest form of treason. Even in our space now, brand marketing space, this is totally unacceptable. And what's quite ironic, it comes from a party with a history of sowing divisions based on race relatedness, and quite deliberate. I mean, this comes at the 30th anniversary of our democracy, and the burning of a flag, definitely, even in an advertisement, is quite disturbing. And what's even more disturbing is that the Democratic Alliance will just get a slap on the wrist, and not, they should be held to account. They should pay some aid for this. I'm saying again, there's a very good Afrikaans description of this. It's a wagverraad. It's the highest form of treason. It's treasonous, it's unacceptable, it's divisive, and it erodes the game of democracy.
Kenya remains on high alert as tropical cyclone Hideya threatens to dump more torrential rains on East African countries, which recently emerged from 3 years of historic drought. The heavy rains have caused deadly flooding and landslides and have killed nearly 400 people across the region since March. UN resident and humanitarian coordinator in Kenya, Stephen Jackson.
What I want to say first, Thelma, in terms of the response, is that we're very blessed in Kenya that this is a country with a considerable capacity to respond itself. We saw that in the three-year drought that we came out of between 2021 and 2023. I think the concern is we know more rain is coming, and so we know that the needs are going to deepen before they get better. This is the climate emergency. It is absolutely clear that that's what we're facing with this El Nino event.
And finally, in a bid to promote the Trans-Kalahari Corridor, advocate for spatial development initiatives and promote safety and security along the Trans-Kalahari Corridor, 30 cyclists from Botswana, Namibia and South Africa cycled the Trans-Kalahari Corridor. A 1,900-kilometer cycle challenge began in Rustenburg through Botswana and ended in Walvis Bay. Here's one of the cyclists, Vino Kali, with more.
We cycled the Trans-Kalahari route with a total of 1,800 kilometers. Over a space of 14 days, 2 days of rest and 12 days of on the bike. This was an opportunity to be able to cycle through three diverse cultures, explaining to them the importance of the Trans-Kalahari Corridor, which is the seamless movements of goods and humans between the three major states. So we had public engagements in the different towns where we could see what the Trans-Kalahari has brought thus far to the different areas along it, as well as different opportunities that are still possible along the Trans-Kalahari Corridor.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.